This is chapter 34 of the Nectar Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, by Srila Rupa Goswami. And the title of chapter 4 is called The Nectar of Devotion. This is the last section in the Southern Ocean and describes additional points concerning Stahi Bhav, Vibhav. Vibhav is that which stimulates and awakens the Stahi Bhav, causing the devotee to relish a particular type of ecstatic loving affection for Krishna. In other words, vibhav is the cause for tasting the mukhi rati, such as madhura rati. In Nectar Devotion, page 279, Srila Prabhupada says, "The particular type of ecstatic loving sentiment that develops within the heart of a particular devotee is considered to be vibhav." In Jiva Dharma, is explained, vibhav is the causes for tasting bhakti ras. There are two types of vibhav. One is called alambana, alambana bhav, or alambana, alambana vibhav, which is the support. This refers to Krishna and his bhaktas, who possess in their hearts spiritual love, known as rati, which can be transformed into ras by combination with the other four ingredients of ras. Alambana has two parts, ashraya. Usually the ashraya is the bhakta, or the devotee, and the vishaya, the object of devotion, of love, which is Krishna, who is Krishna. And the second type of vibhav is called udipan. These are the stimulants or the objects connected to Krishna which arouse one's spiritual love for him and it causes that love to be transformed into ras. Anubhav. When vibhav stimulates sthayibhav, there are various effects called anubhav. These anubhavs include dancing, moving the eyebrows, etc. Prabhupada says in page 279, Nectar Devotion, he says that the vibhav stimulates sthayibhav. There are resultant manifestations. The resultant manifestations means the various effects. So there's vibhav, and then following that vibhav is anubhav, which means to follow. This is also described. Anubhav is one of the five essential ingredients of rasa. The actions which display or reveal the spiritual emotion situated within the heart are called anubhavas. And there are 13, which we mentioned before. Dancing, rolling on the ground, singing, loud crying, roaring, breathing heavily, staggering, loud laughter, hiccups, etc. Then, sattvic bhavas, crying, standing of the hair, the astasattvic bhavs, are also a type of anubhav because they are the effects of vibhav stimulating the mukhya rati or sthayibhav. The vyavachari bhavas, fear, astonishment, etc., they also assist the rati. The sattvic bhavs are described thus. These are also, sattvic bhavs are one of the five essential ingredients of rasa. These are the eight symptoms of spiritual ecstasy arising exclusively from Vishuddha Sattva. In other words, when the heart is overwhelmed by emotions in connection with the five primary moods of affection for Krishna, sthayibhav, or the seven secondary emotions, the gonarati. The eight symptoms that constitute sattvic bhav are stamba, being stunned, swedha, perspiration, romancha, standing of the hairs on end, swara bhanga, faltering of the voice, kampa, trembling, vaivarna, pallor or change of color, seven ashru, and eight pralaya, loss of consciousness or fainting. Experience of ras is made possible by sthayibhav. Ordinary artisans of poetry and drama believe that one experiences rasa by listening to poetry or by seeing a dramatic performance. Srila Rupa Goswami, however, says that affection for Krishna, which is known as Krishna Vratti or Stayi Bhav, is the essential foundation required to experience transcendental ras. Full understanding of ras is made possible by Stayi Bhav. Transcendental affection for Krishna is a manifestation of Ladini Shakti, Krishna's own pleasure potency, which by nature is inconceivable. Therefore, rasa cannot be understood by logic and argument. Srila Prabhupada writes, page 279, Nectar Devotion, "No one, while remaining on the material platform, should discuss these different descriptions of bhava and anubhava by quoting different statements of transcendental literature. Such manifestations are displays of the transcendental pleasure potency of the Lord. One should simply try to understand that on the spiritual platform there are many varieties of reciprocal love. Such loving exchanges should never be considered material." So this is the point. We read about them and we understand that they're transcendental exchanges. Radha and Krishna gopis are completely transcendental and spiritual. There's not a tinge of materiality. Everything is based on prema. And that there are many varieties of reciprocal exchanges on the platform of spiritual love. In the Mahabharata, it is warned that things which are inconceivable should not be subjected to arguments. One may achieve some understanding by studying various scriptures, but until one directly experiences it, rasa will remain largely theoretical. Direct experience of rasa can occur only after one achieves bhava bhakti, characterized by the descent of the Lord's pleasure potency into the heart, shuddha sattva visheshatma. At this stage, one leaves the material platform and develops stayi bhava. Primary characteristic of bhava is shuddha sattva visheshatma. It's from a verse from Nectar of Devotion. It is a stage wherein shuddha sattva enters the devotee's heart. Shuddha sattva is not the material mode of goodness, sattva gun, but the Lord's internal potency, swarup shakti, whose function is to revive the living entity's dormant love for Krishna. A dormant seed cannot grow without being touched by the heat and light of the sun. Similarly, love of Godhead, prema, is like a seed lying dormant in the heart of every living entity. It cannot grow without the touch of the Lord's own devotional energy, shuddha sattva. When a person eagerly wants to serve the Lord, the shuddha sattva potency may enter his heart through the mercy of a pure devotee. When shuddha sattva touches the heart, prema begins to sprout. As bhav is prema in its preliminary budding state, which is called prema ankura, the first sprout of prema. So this shuddha sattva potency is composed of Krishna's samvit, or knowledge potency, and ladini, bliss potency. Samvit is the cognitive or the knowledge-giving potency, is that potency by which we can know God. And ladini is the devotional potency, or the potency of bliss, ananda, or love. The samvit shakti, which is the Lord's own cognitive potency, descends into the heart and empowers us to perceive and know and understand Krishna. Krishna's ladini shakti also descends into the devotee's heart, empowering us empowering us to fully manifest blissful love of Godhead. When these divine potencies of Samvit and Ladini combine in the heart, one can begin to fully relish Krishna as the supreme object of love. This is Bhava Bhakti, the awakening of love of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada explains, actually, the transactions of the spiritual world are inconceivable to us in our present state of life. Great liberated souls like Rupa Goswami and others have tried to give us some hints of transcendental activities in the spiritual world. But on the whole, these transactions will remain inconceivable to us at the present moment. Understanding the exchanges of transcendental loving service with Krishna is possible only when one is actually in touch with the pleasure potency of the Supreme Lord. Bhajranath asks Goswamiji in Jivadharma, oh, please, Guruji, please tell us about Krishna's bhaktas who are fit to experience rasa and who are included in the category of vibhav. Remember, vibhav includes two subdivisions, alambana and udipana. And alambana includes the ashraya, or the reservoir, or object of love, and then the vishaya, or subject of love, Krishna. So the ashraya is the devotee and Krishna. This is vibhav. Then Guruji says, only those whose hearts are overwhelmed by loving sentiments for Krishna can be bhaktas in rasa tattva. All the 29 qualities of a devotee, from truthfulness to shyness, which have been described in relation to Krishna, are also found in the devotee. How many types of Krishna bhaktas are fit to experience rasa, Guru? There are two types, the sadhaka and the siddha, disciple. Who is a sadhaka, Guru? Sadhakas are those in whom ruchi for the topics of Krishna has arisen. In other words, they have ruchi for Harikatha. They are intensely desirous of hearing the sweet topics of Krishna. And they have acquired the qualification to have direct darshan of Krishna, but who have not yet completely surpassed all obstacles and difficulties. They are known as Madhyam Bhaktas, and they are adorned with the four symptoms described in the Bhagavatam. They make friends with devotees, preach to the innocent, avoid the demoniac, and offer their love to the Lord. Then he describes that the Prakriti Bhaktas, materialistic devotees, or the Kanishta, neophyte devotees, they are not sadhakas until they become Shuddha Bhaktas by the mercy of other Shuddha Bhaktas. Only personalities like Bilva Mangal Thakur are genuine sadhakas, disciple. Who are the Siddha Bhaktas, Guru? Siddha Bhaktas are those who do not experience any suffering, whose activities are all performed under the shelter of Sri Krishna, and who always taste the happiness of Prem. Two types of rasa from two types of sthayibhav. Rasa is the relishing of one's heightened rati. Since there are two types of rati, mukya rati and gona rati, there are also two types of ras, mukya ras, direct, and gona, indirect. Thus Prabhupada states on page 280, transcendental pleasure derived from devotional service can be divided into two groups, direct devotional service and indirect devotional service. One relishes mukya ras when a mukya rati is stimulated. One relishes gona ras when a gona rati is stimulated. Now on page 280 of Nectar Devotion, it describes the different colors and predominating deities of the 12 stahibhavs. In other words, five are mukya and seven are Gona, so together it makes 12 Stayivas. Srila Rupa Goswami associates each Stayibhav with a particular color. Prabhupada writes, devotional service can therefore be divided into 12 types, each of which has a different color. Jiva Goswami says, the association of Stayibhav with different colors is similar to the poet's association of various qualities with different colors. Each Stayibhav has a particular presiding deity. Jiva Goswami explains that the following 12 forms of Godhead are predominating deities, Adishtatri Devata, of the 12 rasas, just as the moon is predominating deity of the mind. Another commentator, Mukunda Das, says that the 12 deities, he describes the 12 deities as personified forms of the 12 rasas. And he cites Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 13, verse 53, to illustrate what he means by personified forms. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he accepts that the concept that these 12 rasas may have personified forms, since Ladini Shakti has a personified form of Sri Radha. So these different personalities, which we'll name in relation to the color, Mukundadas says that these deities are the personified forms of the 12 rasas. So let's hear what they are. So first, the 5 mukhya rasas, or mukhya stayibhavs. First is Shantarati, neutrality, which is the color of white, Shweta, and the personified deity of this Shantaras is Kapila. Dasyarati, or servitude, is multicolored, which means Chitra, and the personified deity of Shantarati is Madhav. It's also called Prita, Prita Ras. And then Sakirati, which is also called Prayan Rati, which is friendship, has a color reddish brown, Arun, the personified deity of Prayan Rati or Sakirati is Upendra. A 4th Mukhyarati or Mukhyastayibhav is Vatsalya Rati, known as parenthood. Color is deep red, Shona. Personified deity is Nrisingha. The 5th Mukhya Stayibhav is known as Madhura Rati, or conjugal love, and the color is Sham, blackish blue, and the personified deity of conjugal love, or Madhura Rati, is Nanda Nandan, Sri Krishna. Now the 7 Gona Ratis, or 7 Gona Stahibhavs, secondary Stahibhavs. Laughter, which is Hasya Rati, or Hasya Ras, is a color whitish yellow, Pandara, and the personified deity of Hasya Rati is Balaram. 2nd is astonishment, which is Adbhuta, or Rati. And this is the color yellow, or pingala. Personified deity is Kurma. The 3rd one is chivalry, or viraras. Color is off-white, gora. Personified deity is Kalki. 4th one is tragedy, sometimes called Kuruna. This is smoky, or dumra. Personified deity, Ramachandra. 5th one is anger, Rodra Ras. Color is blood red, Rakta. And personified deity is Parasaram. 6th one is fear. Color is black, Kala. And personified deity is called Bayanaka, or Bayaras, Varaha. 7th is ghastliness, Vibhatsa Ras. Color is blue, Nila, and the deity is Matsya. Five symptoms of relishing sthayi bhava. These are described, page 280, Nectar Devotion. In other words, bhakti ras is tasted in five ways. The 12 rasas, five mukhya and seven gona, react on the mind in five different ways, and thus bhakti ras is tasted in five varieties. The first way is described as purti, fulfillment. In shanta ras, there is satisfaction or fulfillment of the heart. 2. Vikash, which means manifestation or opening. In dasya, sakya, vatsalya, madhur, and hasiras, there is cheerfulness or opening of the heart. 3. Vistara, expansion. In vira and adbhuta ras, astonishment and chivalry, there is expansion of the heart. 4. Vikshepa, dispersion or distraction. In karuna and roja ras, the heart becomes distracted. 5. Shobha, agitation or disturbance. In bhayanaka, which is fear, and vibhatsa, which is ghastliness, the heart becomes disturbed. Prabhupada describes these five states. He says, sustenance, manifestation, expansion, reflection, and lamentation are the five visible symptoms and exchanges of ecstatic love. Different sthayi bhavas manifest different symptoms when relished. One can understand a devotee's sthayi bhava by observing which of the five symptoms he manifests when relishing transcendental pleasure. For example, purti, P-U-R-T-I, purti, which means sustained sense of fulfillment, is a symptom of relishing shuddha ras, neutral affection. Srila Prabhupada explains, in the devotional service of neutrality there is sustenance, in angry devotional service there is lamentation, and so on. Who is qualified to understand ras? Rasa Shastra lists different persons according to their capability to understand ras. Only qualified persons can understand how secondary rasas such as tragedy, karun, and fear, bhayanaka, are composed of intense spiritual bliss despite their external distressful appearance. Prabhupada writes, page 280, any apparently pitiable condition in devotional service may appear distressing to the inexperienced student, but the feeling of the devotee in this pitiable condition, feelings, are considered to be ecstatic by expert devotees. To explain this, Rupa Goswami cites the Ramayana using clear and simple logic. Quote, 281, all of these subjects in the Ramayana seem very pitiable and may appear very distressing to the reciter. Actually, they are not. Otherwise, why would Hanuman, a great devotee of Ram, daily read about the activities of Ram as described in the Ramayana itself? If the so-called tragedies of the Lord's pastimes were truly distressing, devotees would not desire to repeatedly hear about them. Since devotees do want to hear these pastimes again and again, they must not be sources of pain, but sources of joy. Everything in devotional service is blissful, regardless of whether it externally appears, quote, happy or, quote, sad. The fact is that in any of the above-mentioned 12 transcendental humors of devotional service, everything is transcendentally pleasing, said Srila Prabhupada, page 281. Who is disqualified from rasa? Prabhupada writes, 281. Srila Rupa Goswami mourns in this connection for persons who are in the fire of false renunciation, the dry speculative habit, and who neglect devotional service. Persons who are attached to the ritualistic ceremonies recommended in the Vedas and to the impersonal Brahman cannot relish the transcendental pleasure of devotional service. Guarding the nectar of devotion. Rupa Goswami further warns that those who are eligible for tasting bhakti ras should carefully keep it hidden from those who are unqualified or antagonistic toward devotional service. Prabhupada writes, Rupa Goswami advises devotees who have already tasted the nectar of devotion to be very careful to protect devotional service from dry speculators, formal ritualistic elevationists, and impersonal salvationists. Devotees should protect their valuable jewel of spiritual love from the clutches of thieves and burglars. Two important qualifications. Chapter 34 ends with two important points about the qualification to understand and relish bhakti ras. One, bhakti ras is incomprehensible to non-devotees. Prabhupada writes, 281. Only persons who have dedicated their lives unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can relish the real nectar of devotion. And the key word here is dedication. Mahajans often describe that Vaikuntha is a plane of dedication. The material world is a plane of exploitation. And Brajagokul, the spiritual world, is a plane of desperation, where everyone is, Krishna puts everyone in desperation. When everyone's meeting with Krishna, they're fearful about the impending separation. And when they're separating from Krishna, they're dying in the agony of waiting to meet him again. All becoming desperate. In meeting, they're desperate that they may be soon separated. And separation, are desperate to meet Krishna. So Brajagokul is a plane of desperation. But those that are only dedicated their lives. So our lives are engaged in serving so many masters and so many concepts and so many desires. We can't really say we've dedicated our lives unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So until we actually come to the point of full dedication, dedicating all of our thoughts and words and actions for the pleasure of Krishna, we'll never be able to taste the real nectar of devotion, bhakti ras. Point two, only in bhava bhakti can one actually relish bhakti ras. Prabhupada writes, when one transcends the status of ecstatic love and thus becomes situated on the highest platform of pure goodness, in other words, the higher stage of bhava bhakti, one is understood to have cleansed the heart from all material contamination. In that pure stage of life, one can taste this nectar, and this tasting capacity is technically called ras, or transcendental mood.